Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker continues to send strong signals that he will run for president. He recently opened an office in New Hampshire and has jumped out to an early lead in Iowa polling. Walker is billing himself as a fresh face, and his policies have made him appealing to conservatives. On Monday, he'll add another feather to his cap, signing anti-union right-to-work legislation in Wisconsin. But some recent gaffes are leading some of his supporters to question his readiness for the rigors of a presidential campaign. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WUWM's Marty Michelson reports.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is no stranger to pushback. He ruffled feathers as soon as he took office in 2011 and introduced Act 10, a measure that effectively dismantled public sector unions in Wisconsin. It sparked massive protests at the state capitol for weeks on end. 4 years later, Walker indicated he would sign right-to-work legislation if it reaches his desk. So Republicans who control the state legislature introduced a bill and put it on a fast track. Under it, private sector unions would be prohibited from forcing workers to pay union dues, and that could undercut an important source of revenue for union activity. Right-to-work legislation came as a surprise, as did Act 10. When Walker ran for his second term in 2014, he stated repeatedly that right-to-work was not a priority for him and said it would cause a distraction. He explained why he changed his tune soon after his inauguration.
I was concerned at the beginning of the session that when we were talking about laying out our plans for the future, and particularly as we laid out our budget, which is our ultimate plan for the next 2 years, that would take away from that. The legislature has that now. They won't be able to even begin holding hearings on that until the Legislative Fiscal Bureau is done with the review, and the final vote won't come until later into May, going into June. And so timing-wise, it's actually a pretty good time.
While right to work was moving rapidly through the Wisconsin legislature, Walker was chewing up the presidential campaign trail. He placed first among GOP contenders in an Iowa poll and a close second in several others. Then he began to stumble. It started with a trip to London in early February and an appearance at Chatham House, a major British think tank. A reporter questioned him about his position on evolution.
Can I finish with a question that it's almost a tradition now to ask visiting, particularly Republican, senior Republicans who come to London, are you comfortable with the idea of evolution? Do you believe in it? Do you accept it?
For me, I'm going to punt on that one as well.
No.
Really?
That's a
question a politician should be involved in one way or the other, right? So I'm going to leave up to you.
Any British politician, right or left wing, would laugh and say, yes, of course evolution's true.
I said it's just one of those where I'm here to talk about trade, not to pontificate that on other issues. I love the evolution of trade in Wisconsin.
Yeah. That's
quite well.
The exchange went viral. Next, Walker was asked at the National Governors Association meeting in Washington whether he thinks President Obama is a Christian. He answered, "I don't know. I've never asked him that." Walker raised eyebrows again last weekend when he spoke at the Conservative Political Action Committee, or CPAC, conference in Washington. He talked about how his experience as governor would prepare him to take on the militants who call themselves the Islamic State.
I want a commander-in-chief who will do everything in their power to ensure that the threat from radical Islamic terrorists do not wash up on American soil. We need a leader with that kind of confidence. If I can take on 100,000 protesters, I can do the same across the world.
Union busted!
What's disgusting?
Union busted!
Back in Wisconsin, critics were outraged, believing Walker had drawn a comparison between union members criticizing his policies and ISIS. Phil Neuenfeld of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO slammed Walker at a right-to-work opposition rally at the state capitol.
To liken you, all you beautiful, peaceful people, to ISIS is unacceptable, it's disgusting, and it's disgraceful. To raise your voice for a better Wisconsin, this is not an act of terror. It's called being an American, right?
Walker was quick to back down from his comments. He told Fox News he did not mean to compare Wisconsin protesters to terrorists, but rather was trying to show examples of his leadership. Walker ended up finishing second to Rand Paul in the CPAC straw poll. At the same time, one of his biggest supporters, the conservative political advocacy group Club for Growth, took him to task. The moderator of a question and answer session the group sponsored in Florida told Walker that their donors were unimpressed by his vague answers to recent foreign policy questions. Charles Franklin directs the Marquette University Law School poll. He says Walker is delving into uncharted territory, facing criticism from within his own party.
The most unusual experience, surely, for Governor Walker is he has enjoyed very strong support in the Republican Party in Wisconsin throughout his time as governor, and he easily won nomination for governor in 2010. Now, at the presidential stage, it's not a competition against Democrats, but it's a competition against other Republicans. That is going to challenge him to respond to questioning from people that are in his party.
Franklin says in order to stay in the game, Walker needs to quickly develop positions on a variety of issues.
He has said several times over the last month that I don't have a position on that now, but if I become a candidate, we'll develop a position on that.
Franklin says that type of response won't cut it for much longer. In the meantime, Walker is off to Iowa again this weekend to speak to an agricultural summit. Then he rounds off the rest of the month with speeches in New Hampshire and another early primary state, South Carolina. For Here and Now, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.